Police have released more information, including charges, about an October 2020 incident that saw a Timmins police officer shoot a suspect. Three people are facing charges in relation to the incident that started when police were called to a break-in early in the morning on Halloween. The incident was investigated by Ontario's Special Investigations Unit, SIU. The director released his decision last month, determining there were no grounds for charges against the police officer. Around 1:40 a.m. on October 31, 2020, Timmins police officers responded to a break-in in progress at a Commercial Avenue residence. Officers at the scene saw two men get into a vehicle with a female driver. The vehicle was intercepted at Ray Street and Bannerman Avenue. According to the SIU report, while the two officers were dealing with the men, one of the suspects started to fight with one of the officers and the other officer went to help. While the one officer was going to help, the suspect fighting the other officer pulled out a gun and fired two rounds at the officer going to help. The officer who the suspect was fighting took out his gun and the man was shot in the stomach area, reads the SIU report. Today, Timmins police identified the suspect who fired the handgun at officers as 31-year-old Warren Abel of Innisfil. He was brought to Timmins and District Hospital for treatment. A quantity of controlled substances and Canadian currency with a total value of $35,950 was located in the vehicle as the investigation continued, said police. Another male suspect, 27-year-old Javel Jackson of Toronto, fled the scene and left the area. He was recently arrested by a Southern Ontario police agency. August 11, Timmins police said Jackson pled guilty to one count of failing to comply with a release order, as well as an offense from another jurisdiction. He received a 45-day custodial sentence and 3-year probation order. Yasmin Santos, a 23-year-old from North York, was charged with failing to comply with a release order. The charge is still before the court. Police said Abel pled guilty to charges of discharging a restricted firearm with intent to prevent detention, possession of a firearm while prohibited, and possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking. He received a 9-year custodial sentence and a lifetime weapons prohibition. All controlled substances, the firearm used in the commission of the offense, ammunition, and Canadian currency was forfeited to the Crown, said Timmins police. The Timmins police deem this to be a closed file in regards to this occurrence.